Welcome to the Lonely Hearts Club. This is the podcast where I, your host, Bridget Thumb, read letters from you and you and you and also you. So if you want to write me letters, that would really help me out. You know, it makes it so much easier. These letters can be about whatever you want. This is an advice show. And so Lonely Hearts Club implies it has something to do with love. And, you know, that is kind of the universal language. So love and laughter ensue soon, as we will unfold, as you will see. Buckle up. We're going to have the Lonely Hearts Club number one. Here we go. Dear Bridget, just when I thought everything was falling apart, things got worse. My husband and I have a new baby, and an older child who, while being physically disabled, has always been a source of pride and inspiration, the glue keeping us together. Last year, my husband was diagnosed with cancer and had to leave his low-paying but socially respectable job as a high school chemistry teacher. Since hitting rock bottom and shaving his head, he's also cooked up a high-risk business venture with one of his former students. Now we have too much money. Fortunately, we've invested in a small business, a car wash. My problem is, all this worry is giving me acne. How can I achieve flawless pores like yours? And it's signed, Breaking Out Bad in Albuquerque. Well, dear Breaking, you need to have more faith in your husband and know that everything will all be blue sky from now on. As for your skin, you might try one of these new scrubs they have that gently scour with their patented crystal method. Or you could try the Mommy Dearest Joan Crawford pore shrinking treatment called ICE that all the kids on the street are talking about. This is the Lonely Hearts Club. It's JFF, says my pally over here. JFF.
Just for fun.
JFF forever. Yay. Okay, so I get letters in all formats. I get emails, I get postcards, and sometimes I get actual letters in actual envelopes. This one came in a nice pink envelope. Would you read it for me, darling? Mm-hmm. All right.
Dear Bridget, our records show that you have not paid your electric bill for the past 3 months. Your account is in arrears now for $283.47.
Ooh.
If we do not receive payment from you in the next 10 days, we will be forced to shut off your electricity.
47 cents?
And it's signed, T-E-P.
That's not okay. $247.47? That's what T.E.P. thinks I owe him? Hey, Mr. T, I just want you to know that, you know, I got other options, okay? Like, I could go solar. How'd you like that? How would you like that, T.E.P.? Maybe you do all the providing in the relationship, and maybe you feel like you're being taken for granted, but, I know I haven't done anything for you lately, and that electricity has kind of revolutionized my entire life since the moment I saw the light. TP. You know, you should just be happy taking what you get, because basically I'm giving you whatever I got. It's, you know, I'm not saving money, and although I should be. I should be hoarding my money and going solar.
Because stocks and bonds.
Stocks and bonds. That's it. Just buy yourself something nice. TP. What do you really need my $283.47? Okay. I'm doing what I can. The check's in the mail, all right? I mean, all joking aside, there are ways.
and I will find the money. I will sell something valuable.
I mean, 280, that's like a pair of shoes.
That's a really nice pair of shoes.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
That's like shoe money.
Dear Bridget, my husband doesn't take his health seriously. He's diabetic, anemic, anorexic, and he has a suspicious-looking mole. He will not go to the doctor or take any medication. It's driving me crazy. Nurse Betty.
Nurse Betty? Codependent much? If your husband doesn't want to take care of himself, maybe it's because he wants to die. Maybe you should remind him that death till you do part is just an expression, like some assembly acquired or offer void in Nebraska. Okay, this one time I was walking through the park and I could sense that someone was following me. Except every time I turned around, there was no one there. So I started running, but then I fell down when I suddenly sprained my ankle in a huge, freshly dug hole in the ground. I looked back, and there he was, smiling at me. A suspicious-looking mole. Don't worry. Everything's gonna be all right. This is the Lonely Hearts Club. You're listening to a podcast made in Tucson, Arizona, especially for you, and you, and you, and the person who wrote this next letter.
Dear Bridget.
Yes?
What should I do if I ever encounter a Sasquatch?
Oh, Bigfoot.
And it's not signed. That's the whole letter.
That's it?
Yeah.
Ooh, Bigfoot advice.
So.
Bigfoot advice. Well, I was watching this thing about Sasquatch on the Animal Planet, which is a TV show, not a movie.
No, not Animal Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, exactly. There's no Charlton Heston. You know? So there's this guy, instead his name's like Caesar Milan.
Scissor, Edward Caesar hands.
No, he's like the Yeti whisperer, okay? Yeah. He was explaining to the viewers that when you encounter a Bigfoot, the most important thing is to show that you're a man of peace. Through the oldest language in the world, body talk.
Let me hear your body talk.
Can you hear?
Body talk.
My body talking.
Yeah.
Can you hear? My body shouting. I'm making so much noise with my body.
Can you keep your body down over there? I'm trying to read here.
Let me hear your body talk. Open your mouth really wide. This is what you're supposed to do. And then pretend that you have no teeth. So like fold your lips. Yeah, there you go. And then make your arms all loose and wobbly. Like a three-day-old Caesar salad. And flagellate yourself in an undulating underwater way. You know what I'm like this? And then you say a mantra. I am not a man of war. I'm not a man of war.
I'm not a man of war. I am not.
This is totally going to distract the Bigfoot. And the Bigfoot will be confused. And so if you hunch over like Quasimodo, because Sasquatch likes Quasimodo.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they have a thing.
They're both part of the same fictional family. Unicorns, chupacabra, the tooth fairy, your brother from another...
Save me, flying spaghetti monster. Save me.
Yeah, that would work, especially if you did your arms all noodly.
Like noodles, noodly. Yeah. Get all noodly.
It's the dance of the flying spaghetti monster. That's the dance of peace, and that's exactly what you should do if you ever encounter a Bigfoot. Our next letter came via email, so we're scrolling in the inbox and we're going to read one. Here comes the next letter.
Dear Bridget, I need a little help on the acronym front. My girlfriend keeps on telling me to be GGG. I just learned what LMFAO means. WTF!
WTF is right. What? I don't really understand the way that people talk in my area of the acronyms.
I don't understand.
Yeah, you know, people say things, and sometimes they'll just, like, leave out words just to be faster.
Yeah.
You know, like, how do you like that lasagna? It's good.
It's good.
It's good.
It's totally good.
Or just,
what
good.
Is GG? Is it good? Good to be a good? What is GG? Girlfriends?
I think it's a good thing to be. I think you want to give presents and play games, but not video games. You know, like
hide and seek?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe that's it.
Adults should play hide and seek more often.
Yeah, or, you know, those hunts, those wild goose chases. What are they called? Where you have, like, a party and then everybody looks for clues. Scavenger hunts.
Scavenger hunts?
Yeah,
I was thinking the mystery dinners, the mystery murder dinners.
Oh, there you go. Who did it?
Yes.
Who wrote this letter? Who did it? We're going to look for clues.
And that should be abbreviated WWTL. WWTL. Who wrote this letter?
Who wrote this letter? Or what would this letter do?
What would this, what would this letter do?
Return to sender. I don't know. But I think that this is a really legitimate question because there's a lot of different acronyms going on around town. And there, it's like wildfire.
It's the internet.
Yeah, it's lazy time.
GGG?
Brain. Yeah, it means...
You got to be a good guy. Good guy going?
Yeah, or maybe...
Good guy gone.
Groovy grocery getter.
Oh,
you know,
I...
Like the hunter-gatherer.
I would love somebody to be a groovy... grocery getter for me. That would be fantastic.
Dear Bridget, I recently slept with someone on the first date, and he got upset when I tweeted during sex, "Should I save it for marriage?" And it's signed WWJD.
I think the question here is not what would Jesus do, but who would Jesus do?
And why would he tweet about it during sex?
I never tweeted during sex, but I did chirp once accidentally. You know, I just blamed it on the squirrel.
I've made a lot of strange noises, but I've never tweeted during sex.
Well,
no.
If you do, you should always use a hashtag because it's safer that way.
Right, hashtag safe sex.
Yeah, and but you should never really like save anything for any reason. You know, like live your life now. You can always just recharge when you run out of juice. You just plug yourself back in. Yeah, saving yourself. I don't know. Save yourself.
Save yourself.
There's a place. Speaking of grocery stores, there's a place where you can go and you can get coupons for your groceries before you even go shopping.
There is.
Yeah, that's a way of saving yourself some money.
Tell me more about this. Why have I not known about this my entire life?
It's a thing. It's a thing. A grocery store thing.
I'm gonna have to check this out now.
Yeah, yeah.
Now I'm gonna hit the grocery store in a new way.
It exists in Google. You can grocery store in Google.
I think this person should save tweeting during sex for marriage.
Oh man, just if you have your phone while you're doing that stuff.
You should probably use it for filming the stuff yeah, that you're right. doing.
Put a filter on it.
It'll look better. A nice sepia tone.
A nice Valencia. Valencia. Can I get...
Like, you look so much more handsome.
No, but I've seen people go out on dates together, and they just sit at the table, and they look at their phones together. It's so cute. It's like they're bonding. They're doing things
and they're
together.
Just texting each other while they're staring at their phones.
Yeah, and apparently they're texting while they're doing everything.
Including doing it.
You know, it used to be like if you were going out with a bad boy or like a dangerous guy, it was because he was like breaking the law and stuff. But
breaking
now,
the law,
it's
breaking
just
the
guy that texts in the bathtub. That's dangerous.
That is dangerous. You could tap yourself.
Oh, no.
Or ruin a $200 phone.
Oh, man. Oil of Olay the other day was like, deep penetrating moisture, and I was like, slow down, Oil of Olay. I just bought you yesterday. We should be friends first.
We should. Know? Yeah. We should.
Okay, so to sum up this letter, who would Jesus do? Pretty much anybody. Everybody. I think that's his rule.
He's friends with everyone. He's your friend inside of you.
Yes, and so you should love yourself. And if you decide that you have to use your phone while having relations, just make sure you do it when you're having relations with yourself. But if there's another person, I just think that's rude. I don't think it's very nice to be on your phone while you're doing something like that with someone else, maybe.
Especially in the bathtub.
Yeah. And so in this specific situation, my advice to you is turn off your phone and tune into the moment, which is our moment that we're having.
Afloat and ashore. In turbulence and when calm, and bring us all to peace and security with you. May God, the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless, preserve, and keep you this night and forevermore. Amen.
Dear Bridget, I woke up with my boyfriend and I miss him. When I saw him with another girl, the bottom dropped out of my soul and I realized I still love him and that we're destined to be together. How can I get him back? It's signed, Ree Morrissey. Hey, Ree Morrissey. The first thing you gotta do is you gotta get the bottom reattached to your soul. If you have a hole in your soul, it could cause you to lose your car keys. And how are you gonna get home? Second thing you gotta do is you gotta let go of the past and move into the future. Sometimes people define themselves by the relationship that they're in. So, when the relationship ends, it can be hard to figure out who you are and what kind of milk to buy. Stop bellyaching about what you lost. It's time to reinvent yourself. Try playing new roles, exploring new identities. Perhaps you could try taking up an acting class. You know, something where you could push the boundaries of who you think you are. I don't know. It seems to work for a lot of people.
Thank you.
Dear Bridget, my partner and I fight every day. I mean, not big fights, but there is always tension. One thing that comes up on a regular basis is that I often leave the house in such a hurry that I forget to turn the lights off. She gets really upset that I'm wasting electricity for both financial and environmental reasons. I don't think it's fair. I mean, I'm not doing it on purpose. Why get so upset about such a petty little thing? And it's not signed. Well, dear whoopsie, I hear ya. I mean, with these new light bulbs they have these days, we aren't talking about breaking the bank here. Your partner is feeling insignificant. When you forget to turn the lights off, you're forgetting about her. She needs to be reminded of your loving attention by the little things that you do. The light is not the issue here. It's about knowing what turns her on down low when the lights are down low, which is turning the lights off, which is what gets her off. Speaking of light bulbs, have you considered a three-way? Dear Bridget, my husband is always telling me what to do. Which, it's fine, except that he always talks about how he loves strong, macho women. I am confused. I just want him to be happy. I don't know who I am anymore. And it's signed Macha in La Mancha. Dear Macha, sometimes men get tired of having to fulfill the stereotypes that women have of them. Perhaps your mucho macho muchacho just wants you to wear the boots for a while, swing the loner cajones while he rests on his ovaries. Music by Simon Mathewson, Feel Real, and Monday Night Fever, Sunday Lovers.